Trevor Long.
Try. One of the best harmonica players this side of the Moonee Moonee
that the Central Coast has ever produced.
On the Coast Zone 107.7 Triple M. G'day, Trevy. How are you, mate?
I respect and admire the great Stevie Williams from the John Farnham Band. A bit of Chain Reaction. Look, harmonica.
Yeah.
It's the instrument to have, really.
Harmonica.
There's not enough harmonica or cowbell, and there should be more in songs, I believe. Trevy, are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for it. I mean, Billy Joel, there's another great.
Hey, yes. Bring Piano Man.
And I do like the cowbell too.
Yeah, I love a good cowbell. Hey, Trevy, we had the news from Emmy Mac, and they spoke with Matty Beattie, and he's the CEO of the NRMA up at Tuggera. You now can go and hire vehicles. It's under the SIXT program, sixth, and you can get go and hire and rent out electric vehicles. This is a great opportunity for people to try the electric cars, mate.
Sixt is a massive rental car company. I use them when I go to the United States, and that's probably one of the best ways to try an electric car is actually just rent one for a week. Because even if you go to a dealer that's got an electric car, I don't know, Kia, Hyundai, there's a bunch around, a 10-minute test drive doesn't really give you the impression. You'll get that zappy feeling. You'll understand that it's cool and it's got a bit of punch, but you've got to really live with an electric car to understand it. And my advice would be to rent one for a few weeks, because then you realize you don't need to go to a place to charge every week or so. You just charge every night.
Trevor, I know.
Yeah, that's right.
With EFTM.com.au, which is your website, you've tried out a lot of electric cars. In your opinion, what is the one that really sort of tickles your fancy?
Paddy, I don't want to go off early here, because the EFTM award for the best electric car will be announced next week.
Oh, right. Okay.
I will tell you this. Yeah. I'll tell you this. It's
okay,
not a Tesla.
We'll discuss it.
It's also not the Hyundai Ioniq. I'll be honest with you. It's the Polestar. I drove it a few weeks ago. It's the spin-off from Volvo. Cracking electric car. Looks good. Goes well. Priced well. You can't beat it.
Is this a scoop? Given us a scoop.
A massive scoop. There's an asterisk to it, which will become relevant in time. But, mate, the Polestar is absolute value.
Cool. And what are they worth?
You start at 60. So 60 grand is about the entry price for electric cars right now. There are a couple for 50, but I wouldn't buy them because their range is low. But about 60 grand is the entry price right now, and hopefully in the year ahead there'll be some more manufacturers hit the market and we'll get it down to about 40.
Trev, do you think the government will give any incentive to try and get people to buy the electric cars so they get rid of their petrol?
I think there already is. There's like $3,000.
I'm not going to look. There's $2,000 and $3,000 in New South Wales and Victoria off the purchase price. I'm going to be honest with you, Paddy. I don't think the government should.
Right.
I think if the government's paying us to buy cars, then there's no incentive for the car companies to drive their own prices down through supply and demand.
Right.
So, no, I think the government should ensure that we have the right infrastructure and that the electricity grid is capable and suitable for this. But I don't think that they should be, you know, giving $10,000 incentive at a federal level to buy electric cars, because it'll just mean that those prices won't come down. They're already too high.
Yeah, we've got to want to save the world enough to pay for it.
Spot on.
Now, the top apps downloaded for the iPhone for 2021 have been revealed.
Big deal.
Okay.
Normally. Normally, it's like Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and they are all in the top 10.
Yeah.
But the top five most downloaded apps of 2021 were all government apps.
Oh.
And if you told me 2 years ago that they'd be government apps at the top of the charts, I'd be like, you're kidding, mate.
Oh.
So Express Plus Medicare, the New South Wales app, the Queensland app, the Victorian QR code app, and the MyGov ID app, the top five most downloaded apps of 2021 on the iPhone.
Jeez,
isn't that crazy?
Paddy's How's My Skin Tag Looking app didn't feature?
No, unfortunately. I think it might have just been the 11.
Isn't it good, though, the government finally have come out on top? It's bloody sensational. Well done, government.
Well done, government. You got something right.
And, mate, you know what? What I love about EFTM, Trev, is that you hit the mark of things that are really on people's minds, like that scam blocking stuff that's coming through for text messages that come through to your phone.
We talked about this year, didn't we? A lot of scam text messages, deliveries, competitions, whatever it is, all scams. But Telstra's got some software they've put on their network that they're testing with their own staff at the moment. And they've got government approval to roll this out across the wider network, because obviously there'll be some false positives here. They'll block some real stuff. And it might be one in a million, but that might be an important one. So they need to get the kind of sign off from the government there. But hopefully early next year, we're going to see a real dip in the number of scam SMS messages coming through to our phones. The bad news, though, folks, is that politicians are still exempt from any anti-spam laws. So as a federal election looms, you're still going to get the rubbish from politicians.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Mate, what about, I had a mate ring me the other day, and he
down
said,
the crowd.
Get the crowd down. And he said to me, oh, I just got scammed because they said, is that you, Peter Jones? And I went, yes. And he said, then they hung up. Mate, they don't just get the yes and then use that.
Yeah, they
later
don't just record your voice.
Your voice, do they?
No. What they're doing is they're not recording your voice. They're just trying to confirm their database. So if they've got Paddy listed against a phone number, they ring to check. And what it does is if your phone number is listed on the dark web as being worth 2 cents, right, because it's just a number, when they put a name next to it that's validated, it's worth dollars. Oh. And so the scammers or the underworld can sell your number to scammers for more money because it's valid. So the more information they can get about you, the more valuable your information is to them.
So any unknown numbers that call you, just ring up and go, hello, Stuart speaking.
Yeah, if you just say, hey, Paddy speaking, they'll normally hang up anyway.
Hey, Trev, one even calls me. Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au. And don't forget, go to that website and he's going to reveal to you what is the number one electric car that he has driven this year. And for everything else, you get some good stuff from there.
Trevor, it's a Pulsar.
Oh, you didn't have to say it again. Trevor, we will join you for the final time next week, mate, for this year.
Oh,
anyway.
You're taking holidays, are you? Some of us, me and the dear listeners, we're just going to keep on powering through. You boys, you take a break. You've been working real hard talking for hours every day. You take a break.
Everyone's thinking it, Trev.
You didn't have to say it.
I'm just saying what the people of the Central Coast are thinking.
All right.
Talk about in touch.
Thank you, Trev.
Thank you.
See you next week.